Friday, September 23rd. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, a number of media outlets have been reporting on a Supreme Court ruling that recently took place that Yeshiva University in New York City must recognize a gay student group at least until a lesser court rules on the modern Orthodox Jewish school's challenge to the move. The justices rejected in a 5-4 vote the school's emergency request for an injunction against a New York judge who had ordered that an LGBTQ club be granted official status. Quote, the application is denied because it appears that the applicants have at least two further avenues for expedited or interim state relief, the majority wrote from the Supreme Court.
This Jewish university is under the oversight of Orthodox Judaism. In other words, they're committed to upholding the content of Judaism in terms of the Torah, the law of God as revealed through Moses in the Pentateuch, as a religious educational institution. There was a petition to begin a student organization around the LGBTQAI+ agenda. They said, no, that is inconsistent with the framework and the content of our educational system. Therefore, we cannot have such an official organization. Official organizations, that means the school provides a meeting place, publication, some financial support, etc. And they said, we cannot support that. Governing officials in the state of New York then issued a directive that they had to recognize and support this request, since that contradicts the very educational material that the school is committed to. So they sought relief through the court system to recognize they had the right, according to the First Amendment, to be alleviated of this onerous directive from the state of New York. They end up going to the Supreme Court of the United States. Well, they did so because of the unexpected and, I believe, devastating decision and ruling of the New York State Supreme Court. Tom, why don't you give us that ruling?
A New York Supreme Court justice ruled in June that because Yeshiva was incorporated as an educational corporation, it could not claim protection from state anti-discrimination status as a religious organization, triggering the emergency appeal to the United States Supreme Court.
Yes, it is an educational corporation of a religious entity. That's what it exists to do, to further the religion of Orthodox Judaism. And because of that, they have established an educational institution. But furthermore, the insanity of that ruling is the First Amendment isn't built just for religious organization. It is built for every citizen of the United States in the endeavors of their life in the public square. Here are citizens of Orthodox Judaism who have established an institution for educational purposes of their religious institution, of their own personal convictions, and therefore the First Amendment protects them because it protects the free practice of religion. And what the state of New York has said, you can't have the free practice of religion. Your religion, which upholds the sexual ethic of the law of God, is exercised within the bounds of a heterosexual, monogamous, conjugal marriage, and therefore sex is to be between a man and a woman in the environment of a covenant of marriage. You can no longer practice that religion and teach that religion. You have to practice LGBTQAI sexual abnormality. And now the case, therefore, would come to the Supreme Court to be decided. But what they decided, with a small margin, 5-4, to not only not hear the case, they also decided to remove the restraining order, which now means the school must accommodate, support, and endorse this organization. The silver lining in the ruling was, we are not ruling on the case itself. Our ruling is that you have not exhausted the process and it's not appropriately before the Supreme Court. In other words, you need to go back to the district courts, appeals court, and then you get to the Supreme Court. We're not going to allow you to jump ahead to the Supreme Court. But in their ruling, they also removed the restraining order. What does that mean? That means that under law and threat of penalty, now the educational institution must support and practice what they are opposed to. It would have been fine for them to say, we're not going to hear the case until you go through the process of the district and appeals court. But when you remove the restraining order, what you have now done is taken away the free practice of religion and imposed a neo-pagan religion on an Orthodox Judaism educational institution. Now, here's the last thing I want to say. The college has taken a costly response. We are not going to participate in promoting the sexual anarchy of the LGBTQAI as a student organization. And if you say that we have to because we're an educational institution, then what we're going to do is remove all student organizations from the portfolio of our educational enterprise. Tom, just think of all of the beneficial student organizations that have now been removed in order for this university not to have to participate in supporting an organization designed to promote sexual abnormality and sexual anarchy instead of the historic and, dare I say, biblical practice of sex within marriage. And interestingly, here is a university that has been established to teach the law of God, which says you shall not commit adultery. That is sexual activity outside of a marriage. But Tom, they're not the only university that has had to make such a bold commitment to maintain the integrity of their confessional religious positions.
Harry, indeed, a university that my daughter attended, a university that is literally in your backyard, Samford University, issued its first official response to allegations it uninvited campus ministry representatives of the Episcopal Church and the Presbyterian Church USA denominations to a ministry fair because those denominations support same-sex marriage. Also, WHAM in Buffalo, New York, they're reporting a local private school is facing backlash from some parents over changes to its student handbook. The new policy is from the Charles Finney School, says it reserves the right to discontinue enrollment of LGBTQ students.
So the lines are being drawn pretty clearly, and I applaud these institutions. And yes, Samford is in our backyard. A number of their students worship with us at Briarwood. So here is a historic Southern Baptist school that says, well, we are not going to allow organizations on the campus who are promoting the LGBTQAI agenda. And the school you mentioned up in New York, they have said that we're not going to admit those who would profess to be a part of that LGBTQAI agenda and movement and lifestyle. So, Tom, things are becoming clear. Things are becoming pointed. So now we await the Supreme Court. I believe that they violated their responsibility to protect the free practice of religion for this university when they removed the restraining order. I am fine for them to say, go get back in line and get the process done before the case comes to us, but they should have not vacated the restraining order. But I also honor the courage of these schools in general and that particular educational institution we've covered today committed to Orthodox Judaism for saying, if that's what you make us do, then we'll cut out any and all organizations because we cannot violate our conscience. I only pray that as believers, we too will be faithful before the Lord. I hear the words of the Apostle Paul, stand firm, stand in Christ, stand firm, speak up and speak out and be faithful to Christ, even as we win the lost to Christ.
As we close out for today and this week, I want to remind you that in coming weeks on Fridays, we're going to be introducing a new feature on Today in Perspective called Ask the Pastor. And we want you to participate by writing to us at askthepastor@briarwood.org. We're looking for your questions related to scripture questions, what does it mean when the Bible says this, and questions related to the issues of life, specifically questions related to what do the scriptures mean as they speak to particular issues of life. askthepastor@briarwood.org. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father on Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.